America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I don't care if you like Trump, Biden, Harris, don't matter. This to me was funny. This was Cardi B. Did you see this video?
This is great.
She is not happy, but that's not even what she's saying. She's basically saying just, well, let me just play it.
Yeah, I won. I know you're happy, whatever the f***. Ain't nobody acting like bitter losers. However, y'all need to leave me the f*** alone because I got one more f*** cigarette in me before I start lighting your asses up. And that's word to the United States of mother f*** America. Yeah.
She's leaving Target.
She's leaving Target.
I can't believe that she walks through a Target. And maybe she did get, I don't know if she was harassed or not, but she's walking out of a Target. Cardi B.
Yeah, so what's wrong with that? You think that?
Nothing. I would think
she'd get a lot of people coming up to her.
I think she'd get mobbed. No?
Yeah. Maybe she's got security with her. I don't know. But yeah, that was strange.
Like if Taylor Swift walks through Target, she's not getting through Target. I can't imagine she would either.
Yeah, I don't know. I walk through Target. I don't have a problem.
Well, where? Target in Manhattan? Or Target in Long Island?
If you walk through the Sayville Target,
yes.
I mean, it would be like John Lennon walking through the streets of Liverpool in 1964.
I don't see that.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, we saw you in New Orleans. People were throwing their beads at you.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago.
Not that long ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
I will be approached by God knows how many people.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I can see that with him.
Yeah, I guess.
Cardi B. I love how the people... Like,
I mean, she put herself in the middle
exactly.
of all
it. Was just, you took the words right out of my mouth. You got involved, it didn't go the way you wanted it to, and now everybody's coming after you because you got involved. So now you got to deal with that.
I thought it was a funny reaction.
It was, you know, it definitely was. The United States and mother effing America.
I thought it was creative.
Hey,
it was funny.
Unless she's making millions off of it. So,
well, yeah. I mean, this is also someone who was a stripper to a multi-million dollar pop star. Like, isn't that the American dream?
I guess it is.
Is that true? I didn't know that.
No, she's... This is... it's not like... she's talked about it. She was a stripper. Mm. And then she ended up having this great, very successful music career. So...
I would say so.
America's given her plenty.
How about that? You guys were talking about the baseball before all that. Just real quick, David Stearns was asked about, dealing with Yankees. Obviously, they're in competition with them, but here was his reaction in response to that.
From my perspective, I'm most focused on making the right decisions for the Mets, regardless of what any of our other 29 teams are doing, including the team that happens to be across the town. I think we have to make the right decisions for us, put ourselves in the best chance to compete continuously, and that's what I'm going to be focused on.
And then the big question will be, when do all the dominoes start to fall? Does everybody wait for Juan Soto, or do people start to make signings before that?
Well,
we shall see.
It really comes down to what kind of contract he's going to get, man, because this, when you read into the Shohei Ohtani contract, and you know the Dodgers are going to be trying to do the same thing maybe with Juan Soto before the new CBA comes around, because I think once the CBA comes around, this is all going to change. But this is a unique situation with Ohtani just simply because of the amount of money he makes off the field. So a player would push all that money to future earnings, not only for tax reasons, but also to help the Dodgers sign other stars.
Week 10 in the NFL tonight, Bengals-Ravens to kick things off. We'll have it for you on The Fan. Here is Joe Burrow. His team at 4-5 now. If they win this game, be very much in the thick of things. He knows, though, very difficult.
When you play a divisional opponent on Thursday, it's a team you know. So you know what you're going to see. You know the patterns of the coverages and the safeties. You know, for the most part, what works well, what doesn't.
Two teams that are very familiar with one another. You had the Ravens, who started 0-2 with two very difficult losses, but they've won 6 of 7 since. It's still amazing. They lost to the Raiders that game in Baltimore, but they are 6-3 and playing very good football. Brian Branch of the Lions, he was ejected in Green Bay. You remember the hit that got him tossed. When he was tossed, he was seen and shown giving the Packer fans the finger because I think he was being booed off the field into the locker room. Here was Branch yesterday.
That's not something like I wanted to, you know, show, like, I guess people to, like, notice me as that. And I feel like that was just a heating moment for me. And, you know, I apologize to everybody that's seen that. And that won't happen again.
And how about his thoughts on the play? Flagged, ejected, what did he think?
No, I most definitely agree with the call. I feel like my target was obviously high, but that was never my intentions to, you know, aim for the head. But moving forward, I do have to move my target down.
How about that answer?
Yeah, I think he's pretty practical about it.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate because, you know, sometimes these guys have to lay themselves out before the receiver actually. How does he know where the receiver's going to be?
Yeah, that's been a big thing. You know, it's lowering the target area and having to deal with that. Here's a trend I'm seeing more and more. He, you know, in the video, he's got his mouthpiece stuck in the top of his helmet.
Yeah, these guys don't wear it.
Right. So, and then a lot of them have it hanging from their face masks.
Some of them have two of them.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, what? Why even have it if you're just going to be hanging? And then there was one I could tell. It was actually, I believe it was Jordan Addison, but I was watching the Viking game, where he had his mouthpiece hanging when it was a run play. But then he put it in for a pass play, and I was like, somebody better pick up on that and get him to stop doing that, because he was like, oh, crap, you know, I might be getting hit over the middle here. Let me put my mouth
like tipping pitches.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Exactly.
And
there was a play last week, too, and I forget which safety did it, but there was no penalty called, and it looked very, very similar. Maybe it was the Chief game. I'm trying to think which game it was, but it was very similar to the play that we were just talking about for the Lions. And nothing happened. Nothing was called. I think it was the Chiefs safety. Maybe against the Buccaneers?
I don't know. Not sure.
And again, it was a very, like, they look the same. They look similar. But one guy gets thrown out of the game and the other guy, there's no penalty, nothing.
Yep. Inconsistencies.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Just to keep it with football to wrap things up, college football, Oklahoma State head coach Mike Gundy posted an apology to social media for comments he made during Monday's news conference about Oklahoma State fans who have been critical of the way the season has unfolded. So I broke this up into a few clips. Number one, here's where he starts talking about, yeah, a rare bad season, and yet people around here seem to be losing their minds.
Unfortunately, in life, most people are weak. And as soon as things start to not go as good as what they thought, they fall apart and they panic. And then they want to point the finger and blame other people. That you see it happen in everyday life. People do it all the time.
Right. He goes on to say this is really a societal problem, not just sports.
That's why I refuse to watch the TV and watch the news, because I get tired of people complaining and bitching about this and that versus just doing something about it and trying to figure out a way to make it better.
As he kept going and going, he essentially says people are a mess.
And in most cases, the people that are negative and voicing their opinion are the same ones that can't pay their own bills. They're not taking care of themselves. They're not taking care of their own family. They're not taking care of their own job. But they have an obligation to speak out and complain about others because it makes them feel better.
Now, as if that wasn't enough, and furthermore,
then in the end, when they go to bed at night, they're the same failure that they were before they said anything negative about anybody else.
Truth bombs, Jerry.
It's crazy to take it that far, man.
Well, but it is. It's college football, man. It's Oklahoma State.
I just love how anybody who's criticizing me is a total failure, can't take care of their family, and goes to bed at night knowing they're a loser.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Then in the end, when they go to bed at night, they're the same failure that they were before they said anything negative about anybody else.
That is pretty
funny.
That's
got to piss off a booster, though, right?
Of course
it does. I mean, like, you know, someone who has been...
Well, it's got to piss off the president of the university. Maybe the athletic director would be a little upset at that. I understand, like, he's feeling the intensity. That's coaching.
I get
that's
his
coaching
point,
at
though,
that level.
But I understand his point, though, too, and that's so much success for so long. It's like, all right, we
How
hit.
Many national championships? I mean, these people, wow. Not, you know, that's really...
And who's the oil guy who, gave, you know, they built the stadium?
T-Boone Pickens?
There
Sounds
you go.
Right.
So if he's got if that guy has got his back, he can say whatever the hell he wants.
That is true. T-Boone Pickens still alive?
I you know, that's a good question. I kind of feel like they gave him a lot of money to stay there, so I don't think he's going anywhere. I think he feels pretty secure about what he's done and what's
dead.
He is dead.
Yeah, T-Boone Pickens, he was the guy who gave all the money, but he died all the way back in 2019.
Mm.
I mean, you know, they are 0-6 in the Big 12. Ain't good.
No, not bad. No, it's not
bad. But he's done a lot there with it, right. You know, and it's Oklahoma State. It's not Oklahoma, and he's done very well there.
Yeah, he has. But again, they're in last place in the Big 12
this year.
What's that?
Just this year?
Yeah,
they're usually pretty competitive.
So he's reacting to what their record is and what people are saying about his
right.
team and
he's
him.
Probably under fire like
oh,
crazy.
Yeah, 100%.
Every day.
Yeah,
but and he was wasn't he the one that talked about putting the
QR code on the helmet.
QR
yes,
code.
It was
back correct. Helmets, yes.
Correct.
I don't think they've done that, but I mean, it's a creative idea to generate more money for the athletes. The Hawks beat the Knicks 121-116. The Knicks did have a 5-point lead with about 2.5 to go, but were outscored 16-6 down the stretch. Tom Thibodeau knows a recipe for disaster. 15 turnovers. Can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah. So usually we do a pretty good job in that area. And we did it tonight.
And here was Dyson Daniels, who defended Jalen Brunson a lot of the night. Brunson went 8 of 18, 21 points.
No, it was good fun, you know, going against a guy like him, super crafty guy. You get to anything, three-level score. So, you know, try to make it tough on him all night, you know, pick him up a little bit, you know, getting him, you know, stay down on his shot fakes and stuff. So, the game plan was to try to make it tough for him tonight.
And they did. And a really good night for the number one draft pick, Zachary Richechet, who had 33 points to lead Atlanta to the win. The Warriors beat the Celtics 118-112. So, Jason Tatum, you got to see Steve Kerr. Were you playing with a little bit of a chip on your shoulder, even though you did lose?
It wasn't on my mind. Just another Wednesday, another game, another opportunity to come in and try to be the best player I can be.
He did have 32, but they did lose. Steph Curry had 27, Andrew Wiggins with 16. And the Clippers beat the 76ers of note because Paul George was back in Los Angeles. He's now a member of Philadelphia. Sixers do lose the game. Norman Powell had 26, but the story here was the fact that the Clipper fan base booed George on this night, and he was asked about it in the postgame.
After 5 years here, playing your heart out for them, like, does that bother you at all?
I mean, you know, it's stupid. I was a free agent. You know what I mean? I was a free agent. It wasn't something that I, you know, demanded a trade or, you know, went against the team here. Like, I was a free agent. The team presented something that was team-friendly.
And so he went out, shopped himself, and got himself a better deal. He also acknowledges, though, while he was booed, he also realizes it wasn't everybody in the building.
There was the cheers. I appreciate them. Those were the ones that I played hard for. The boos, I didn't get it. I still don't get it when I go to Indy. But it is what it is. It's sports. You know, that's what's in sports. So, look forward to next year being back here. And, more booze.
And to the failures.
Then in the end, when they go to bed at night, they're the same failure that they were before. They say anything negative about anybody else.
Sounds a little bit different there.
Yeah, I think that was a pretty good take by him, actually.
I would say so.
Like, hey, look, yeah. Man, the team offered me a team-friendly deal. I went and shot myself, got a better deal for me and my family. Then you want to boo me? Boo me. I don't care.
That is true. Number 25, Rutgers beat Wagner in their opener, 75-52. UConn easy over Sacred Heart, 92-56, right after they raised their championship banner. And a really good road win for Columbia at Villanova, 90-80.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.